Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're going to eventually get into the book of Daniel. But before we do, we're going to set a scene for you what the times were like. The Jews, God's chosen nation, Genesis chapter 12. The Lord had told them, and it was their calling to bless the nations, to reveal God to the nations. He put them in a strategic point between three continents. They are a land bridge. Israel is a land bridge between. There's a little map, an old ancient map. If you could imagine a three-petaled flower almost, with two petals at the top, one petal at the bottom. And the petal to the left at the top is Europe. The petal to the right at the top is Asia. The petal to the bottom is Africa. And there, right in the middle of that flower, there's a land bridge that is Israel. And if people say to you, for instance, what continent is Israel in? You'd have to think twice. It's actually technically in Asia, but it is a land bridge between those three continents. God put them there to show off his blessings. And you can see that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first verses there. He said, I put you here so that the nations could see that Jehovah's God, you have the real true God. But if you don't obey me, then these curses are going to come on you, and you're still going to reveal me to the nations. And the worst curse is verse 64, you will be scattered to the ends of the earth. All Old Testament prophecy has to do with that. Well, of course, we know that the nations did not obey God as they should have. Their first temple was destroyed. And then in the times of the Old Testament, and then in the times of the New Testament, the second temple was destroyed. And so the first scattering of the Jews, that's called the diaspora, spora. Do you hear that word seed? When the Bible was translated its first time into Greek, the Septuagint, they translated that word scattering, which is a farm word. The father said, you know, there are some crops that you can just go down, you take a plow, you make a row, and you plant corn, 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 a kernel, a kernel. But there are others that you broadcast. And the Lord said, if you don't obey me, then I'm going to broadcast you, sow you throughout the earth. And they are a seed, showing that the Bible is true, showing that what God said is true. And then at the last, I'm going to pipe for you. King James says, hiss for you, and bring you back to your land. And then everyone's going to know it's time for the earthly kingdom to be set up. When they asked Jesus about it, that's what he told them. Watch the Jews. Watch the Old Testament prophets and watch them, what they said, come to pass. Now, Israel had been missing it. After the death of Solomon, his sons fought, and they divided the kingdom. The northern kingdom, 10 tribes, were called Israel. The southern kingdom, 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, are called Judea. And so there are the two parts. They fight with each other. The northern kingdom goes deeper and deeper into idolatry. And the Assyrians come in 722 BC and carry them away. Isaiah prophesied to Israel, you're missing it. Jeremiah, Ezekiel prophesied before the destruction of the temple in 546 BC. Now, Jeremiah, I'm going to read to you from him because Daniel heard Jeremiah. And in the famous chapter where he prays to God and gets the revelation of the 70th weeks, he studied the book of Jeremiah. He studied Jeremiah's prophecies. So we're going to pick up a bit. God was speaking to Daniel. He was speaking to the Jews through the prophets, telling them what's going to happen. Book of Jeremiah, first verse. The words of Jeremiah, or as you say in Hebrew, Yeremiahu, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anatot in the land of Benjamin. It says that he prophesied during certain kings, the end of verse 3. That's always how they date things, by what kings they worked under. And the end of verse 3, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the fifth month. That's how long he prophesied. Now these prophets, the main places they spoke their prophecies were in the palace and in the courtyards of the temple. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That just amazes me. Even Paul, yesterday as we were reading in Galatians, it says that God separated him out of his mother's womb. Now, he didn't turn to God until he was on the road to Damascus, but God separated him out of his mother's womb. In the womb, God, it says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And in Ecclesiastes, it says, no one knows how the father puts the spirit into the bones. The parents really just provide the body, and God puts the spirit in that little baby, in that womb. My son, Terry, is 50 years old, and he and his wife, Lynn, maybe you heard their story, their amazing story. Lots of people have commented about it, how they spoke it on the radio, and I think you can go back in the archives and listen to it. Everyone liked it. But they're having their first child. Now, Terry has some daughters that are, teenagers, but he's got a little baby boy on the way. And Terry's brother, Chip, is calling Terry Abraham because he's 50. And the baby in the womb is a little boy, and they're naming him Isaac. And it's such a blessing. And yesterday, he's due in July, but yesterday they took one of those scans or whatever they call them these days, and they noticed that his little fingers were crooked. They could tell that in the scan, the little bones. And Terry said, well, I know why. And he held up his own fingers. And it is in the case of the Combs family, of which I'm a part, every male has crooked little fingers. When I was born, I have them too. And I'm the only female in the Combs family that has crooked little fingers. You hold them up, and they make a little, they point inward. They're funny, but they're not so bad. And when I was born, they wanted to change them. They wanted to put little splints on them, and my dad wouldn't allow it. He said, oh, no, that's how we tell, that we're related to each other. And I really, but it just thrilled me to think about in the belly, in the bones, in the womb, God knew this prophet and what he would be doing. And he said, Lord God, I can't speak. I'm just a child. But the Lord told him, don't be afraid. I'm going to put my words in your mouth. And verse 9, I want you to read this. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, Jeremiah the prophet. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set thee this day over nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, but also to build and to plant. In Jeremiah's mouth comes words that will tear down and destroy. He's going to prophesy the destruction that's coming to Jerusalem, but he's also going to prophesy the building and the planting. And so as you read this chapter, he will be prophesying the scattering, but he will be prophesying the ingathering. Now we're going to look at the final ingathering of the nation, and that's Jeremiah 30 and 31. We often refer to this. I tell you to read these two chapters because you're going to see the final ingathering that will happen and is happening right now. And he talks about that in chapter 30. And remember, this is building and planting. And he said, lo, the days come, saith the Lord, I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, Israel the northern kingdom, Judah the southern kingdom, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now, there's false doctrine out there that says God is through with Israel, but he's not, and that is false doctrine. And look what the Lord says about it in Jeremiah 31:35. Thus says the Lord, And he speaks just before that, that there's going to come a day when he forgives all Israel's iniquity. The end of verse 34, I will forgive their iniquity, I will remember their sin no more. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divides the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith Jehovah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. As long as you can see the sun in the sky, as long as you can see the moon and the stars, there will be a nation of Israel upon the earth. Those Jews alive at the time of Jesus' coming, they shall look up at him. There shall be a morning. Their sins shall be forgiven in one day. They shall go into the millennium. Their bodies shall be restored like Adam's body. So that's the final ingathering of the Jews. But Jeremiah also prophesied an ingathering, which foreshadows the last. And that was the ingathering that would come after they were 70 years in Babylonian captivity. He prophesies it in the 25th chapter of Jeremiah. He prophesies it in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, that after 70 years be accomplished. I'm reading you Jeremiah 29:10. Thus saith the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And so he prophesies that earlier in gathering, which Daniel was so cognizant of. And remember, Daniel is of the seed royal. We'll look at it tomorrow. He hears Jeremiah's prophecies. This is Billy Brim inviting you to join us this weekend in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We shall be there Friday night. We shall be there Saturday and Sunday. And you can call the church there and find out the times, 918-371-4589. That's a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. 918-371-4589. We're going to have an Awakening America rally. And we've had one of these, and it was so good. I enjoyed it so much. We invite you to come and to be with us. Now, on June 2nd through 5th, we've got Joe Jordan coming up here to Prayer Mountain, where he was so closely associated with Mom and Papa Goodwin. He's going to be teaching and flowing in the Holy Spirit. We are going to take a youth tour and an adult tour to Israel, June 16 through 29. You can still get in. I suggest taking up an offering and sending one of your youth or sending your pastor. For any of these events, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And the church in Collinsville again is 918-371-4589. We invite you to come and be with us as we look to see what God told us. He said to us on June 29th, one thing will save America. It is not the election. It is an awakening to God. Please come and be with us. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom.